roll, flip it. Got it. Oh, the ball was dropped. He had the two-point conversion in his hands.
And that's the way every day goes. Every time we have no control. If the sky is pink and white, if the ground is black and yellow.
Hey, what we're not going to do is blame Lamar Jackson for this L. We can't do that. That's a tough one. I mean, that was his second time saying, I'm just pissing the bed. The fumble off the extra move in the middle of the field could have took points off the board. And they scored off of that. I'm not here for the Lamar Jackson, but he threw an interception. That interception meant nothing. That interception he threw, what was in the first or second quarter or something like that. Damn near a punt because they got the rock back. No points was accumulated off that turnover. But no, I'm not putting that on. LJ. I can't do that. That's not on him. I wanted to see. I mean, shout out. I actually picked Washington against Detroit. I probably was the only one in the world, but I tweeted out that Washington is the most exciting team in the playoffs, next to Houston. Those two I was excited to see, and Houston didn't show up. And even shout out to the Broncos. We happy that they lost, but that's an exciting team to watch. Bo Nix is nice. You know what I'm saying? So I know if he would have got to the next level, he would have showed up and showed out. I believe in that type of quarterback right there. But that's not on LJ. That's Mark Andrews had the fumble. He had the drop. It's not. It wasn't looking good at all. And I picked them to go to the Super Bowl and win it. Now I'm going for the dark horse. I got to see Washington go all the way. Shout out to Big B. I got to see him going all the way. I believe in the young cat. Young cat is different, man. And they showed, seen on Instagram that he in some type of virtual reality, game in, you know, in game type of training or something like that. I think that's dope. I think based off his success this season as a rookie, I think they're going to start looking into that if they haven't already. At least he's benefit from it. Tough matchup, though. Tough matchup coming up against the Eagles. Shout out to King Germ. Hey, man. I thought Baltimore had the best running game, right? Because they got more than just Derrick Henry over there. With the Eagles, hey, if Saquon don't get rolling, you niggas is not going nowhere. You know what I'm saying? Without that running game, I don't believe in the Eagles at all. But they'll be a fool to abandon that running game. And it seemed like it's going to be A. And this is a divisional matchup. So, I mean, a round of applause. I ain't got no sound effects, but you can, yeah. Round of applause. That sounded crazy. Round of applause for having two division rivals in the NFC Championship game. That's dope. And the AFC, familiar foes. Like I said, I had LJ and the Mother Birds going to the Super Bowl, but I'm also a Josh Allen stan. You know what I'm saying? He's like a fucking Brett Favre 2.0. It's like if Brett Favre and Roethlisberger had a baby, you know? This is his time to shine. This is it. This is his J. Cole in the battle moment. You know what I'm saying? Like, you keep saying you the best, and LJ is probably on the verge of his, second or third? No, I think it's his third MVP, if he was to win. And it's like outside of Mahomes and LJ, it's like your name come up, but it's like, you know, so this is his time to shine, you know, but I wouldn't be sorry, King Germ. I think Philly overall is probably a better running team, but I like Washington defense, even though they gave up 30. But they still making plays, though. That's the thing. They gonna give up a lot, but shit, if you dropping 45 and one of them being a defensive touchdown, that's saying a lot. They hey, but they one of the worst running defenses. So we gonna see. We gonna see. Let me see. Look, here's what the world wants to see. They gonna want to see the Eagles, Kansas City. That's probably the strongest one, right? The best matchup. I mean, I got to give Washington some credit. Philly, y'all looking like the fourth team that want to be watched. I think everybody wants to watch Kansas City to see them niggas lose. See if Josh Allen can actually get to the next level. You know, because Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson is like Trae Young and Luka. You know what I'm saying? So, and then, I mean, just like myself, you know, there's some other cats out there that want to see the rookie go to the Super Bowl as a rookie. Different. And then look how fast they turn that Washington squad around. They got some weapons at the receiver spot. Running back ain't too shabby. You know what I'm saying? So we'll see. We'll see. I'm excited. So now that, you know, Baltimore is out, sorry, Big Mike. Man, y'all niggas just, I wouldn't even say y'all didn't show up, man. Y'all tied in. Y'all need to start putting quickly in quickly because your most reliable tight end, your most reliable receiver on the team did not show up, man. Did not show. Shaved, point shaved, and turned the ball over in the pivotal point of the game. It's crazy out there. But here we are. Hey, that man should be on the verge of retirement. He's up there anyway, but that one is like, do you want to go out like that? I feel like they should give him one more run. But it's like, I understood. If I could find Lamar Jackson post-game, I wouldn't call it a speech, but you know what I'm saying? Like, he was upset, you know? And you got to understand it because he knew, like, this would have been a perfect opportunity. Like, this was the year. You know what I'm saying? Like, here we go.
Two costly turnovers. Me not holding the safety. Me just knowing the coverage. Me knowing it was man. Threw a BS interception. Gabe, it was 7-7 at the time. I believe they scored after that. Battle back. Fumble. Snap, trying to make something happen. Couldn't throw. It was like a RPO play, so I couldn't really throw the ball to Likely, you know, the offensive line was down the field. So I was trying to make something happen. Tried to squeeze the ball, slipped out my hand. Von Miller picked it up, got some yards. I think that led to points for them. So it's a team effort out there. You know, he's been busting his behind. He's making plays happen out down that field for us. Came up short. And like I've been saying all season, every time we're in situations like this, turnovers play a factor. Penalties play a factor. Tonight, the turnover, we can't have that. No, and that's why we lost the game. Because as you can see, moving the ball wonderfully is hold on to the ball. I'm sorry for my language. It's annoying. I'm tired of it.
And like I said, I'm tired of this shit. You can see it. Like, and I like that. That's my first time hearing them talk like that, though. And he know it. Like, this was a year. Baltimore, I'm a Raiders fan. This was y'all year. This was y'all. And y'all had a couple of years. You know what I think is going to happen, though? I think Baltimore defense is like, y'all got to go get him some more weapons. He made it work with what he had, but you got to go get him a Kyrie. You have to go get him a Kyrie. I don't know where, but you have to go get him a Kyrie. And maybe Henry is his Kyrie Irving. But y'all got to go get, like, y'all need, like, a Draymond. Y'all need another option. It's one more piece. Maybe it's a receiver. Maybe it's a dominant receiver. It could be that. If not, y'all need a hell of a, remember that old Baltimore defense where niggas was like, niggas will end up with 9 points against them niggas. Like, it was primetime television when them niggas went up against New England. Or Pittsburgh. You see what I'm saying? Like prime time, dog. That defense was Ray Lewis, McAllister, like, what's his name, Saragusa? The nigga that broke Rich Gannon's collarbone? They had niggas over there, man. Ed Reed? Niggas, that was a frightening-ass defense right there, dog. Frightening. They was right after, like, that Tampa Bay defense and that Baltimore defense. Oh, my God. It's crazy out there. It's crazy out there. But, yeah, man. It's you got Josh Allen who needs a chip. That's what it is. But between him and Lamar, they just need a chip. Because Lamar is, if Lamar win a championship, that's going to rearrange some shit. You got to figure with all the records that he's breaking as a quarterback. And he got the MVPs, too. And he would definitely win the MVP of the the fucking Super Bowl. Ain't really much, but you know what I'm saying. It ain't like the NBA. But if he was to get this regular season MVP again, it's a lot of hardware. That shit matter. It helps as a quarterback. As a quarterback. You know what I'm saying? And then any other position that will win multiple MVPs, because we already know that they cater towards the quarterbacks anyway. You know what I'm saying? Like, to me, you gotta consider that receiver and that running back. But, you know, it is what it is. And with the quarterback being the most, you know, important position on the field, they get extra love. You know what I'm saying? And I think the best quarterback in the playoffs right now is basically, it goes like this. I'm going to go, I guess I can go Mahomes first. But I'm gonna go Jaden second, Josh third, and then Jalen. Yeah, King Germ, he gonna call me on it. But look, bro, y'all gotta worry about these niggas. Don't worry about where I place y'all. Don't worry about how I critique y'all. Just go out there and prove me wrong. Okay, that's all you gotta do, and then you'll get an apology, or you might. Cause look, you make it to the Super Bowl, I have no choice but to root for you. Cause if Kansas City get there, I'm not going for them niggas. Now, if he end up being a Philly and a Buffalo, I fuck with Josh Allen. I do, King Jalen. I love Jalen. But those two different type of dogs. And you know that. Your guy is good. Josh Allen is a little bit different. You got to admit that. Go check fantasy. You can tell. Fantasy ain't going to lie to you. And that nigga broke the bank twice. That nigga made sure those two, it was 2 weeks out of this season where Josh Allen was the reason why niggas won. Yeah, him and Derrick Henry and Saquon, but Saquon for sure won a nigga. It don't matter what you did. You could have had all second options and backup quarterbacks in. That nigga Saquon won that matchup for you. Shout out, man, Mark Andrews, my nigga. Go chill out somewhere. Take the family out of the country for a little bit. Come back. Get your Kobe farewell tour season and get my nigga back to the get my nigga back there. You got to get him back there, bro, because he got to get to the Super Bowl. He gonna change up the record book, but you fucking it up by coughing that rock up and dropping it too. That's not gonna happen, man. It's not gonna happen. Open run with BTG. Hey, see y'all later, man.